Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to have a service where we not only dedicated every Sunday to you, but this particular service we set aside to thank you for the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. For there are many who wanted to get up this morning, but are yet still in their beds. But you touched us with a finger of love, power, and grace, and raised us in our right minds. So we say thank you. Because we are in our right minds, we have enough sense to come and give you praise. For surely you asked of us to do it while we're in your courts. So, Master, allow us today to honestly worship and praise you, for truly you are worthy. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let all hearts say amen. Amen. We'll now have our opening hymn, hymn 214.
Stanza on that song. This is a great day. Amen. It's a joyful day. Amen. And since this is the third Sunday in Advent, and our theme is joy. Yes. So that's the reason I was concerned on that third stanza. But the third Sunday in Advent gives us an opportunity to prepare our hearts and our minds as we sense the coming of Jesus Christ, the baby. But the most important joy that we can hope for, that we can find the peace in, and that we really can have joy in, is the second coming, when he comes back and take us unto himself. That's what our hope is based on. So today we reflect on the joy we have because we have access to Jesus Christ, the Savior. One of the defining characteristics of Christ's followers is that we don't allow the stuff of this world. We heard some of it from the kids very definitively. We don't allow the stuff of this world to take our joy. And this is what it's all about. So Advent this day is about joy. Now please understand me. My heart and my mind, and I'm not crazy, I know that we have burdens. I know death, I know sickness, I know pain. All of that is on us. But what Christ is calling us to do on this Sunday is to get above that. Stand above your circumstances and have joy in Him. And where do I get that from? Philippians 4:4-5. I'm not going to preach, Pastor. That's yours. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice in the Lord. Let your demeanor be evidence to all that the Lord is near. And our joy is in Him. So on this third Sunday in Advent, we light the Advent candle. And I need a volunteer because I didn't pick anybody. The third candle of Advent reminds us that we are called to live a people as people of joy. Therefore, we light this candle, recalling the moments of laughter, time of joy, time of birthing, and the time of living. Let's go to God in prayer. Holy One, regardless of what happened in our lives or in our world, may we reflect on the warmth and the wonder of this flame. Make your church a place of joy and a life in the community. Joy to all. On this day, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
How's everybody feeling? Come on, how we're feeling. Come on, I want to see some smiles out there. This is Christmas season. Come on and get on your feet this morning. We need you this morning. We need you to do this right here. Come on, follow me. Right there, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus, oh yes, yes, Jesus.
Jesus. Can you feel it? Jesus. Mary's baby. Jesus. My all in all. Jesus. What is to you? Jesus. What is it to you? Jesus. My all in all. Jesus. Prince of Peace. Jesus. Rock in the middle of a my wheel. Jesus. I don't know what is to you. He's so much to me. Let me tell you all. This is what he is to me. My Redeemer. My Healer. My Healer. My Deliverer. My Joy. What about you? What about you? What about you? What about y'all?
Jesus.
What about y'all?
Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh yeah. Glory, 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 glory to the
down. We're celebrating up in here. Come on, come on. Get to your feet now. Put your hands together. Come on, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh yeah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 My Lord and Savior. Your Lord and Savior. My all in all. Your all in all. He's a healer. When you need him, all you gotta do is call him.
Jesus.
He's a healer.
Jesus.
He's a deliverer.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus. Call him in the morning,
Jesus.
In the midnight hour.
Jesus.
I dare you to call him.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory,
glory to the new.
Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Glory be to God for the remix. Amen. 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 I didn't know we had David Ruffin in the choir today. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. For you young people, that went over y'all head. Y'all don't know who David Ruffin is. Go look him up. He was a bad boy. Amen. 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 We're going to ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. bow. Oh, Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for these gifts that have been given here today. And as we've seen displayed already, Master, we pray that these funds go to someone who's in need, that it'll lift them up so they'll know that you did not forget about them, that you're still walking with them, you're still holding their hands, and actually you're leading them through their trials to help them find solid ground. We ask now these blessings in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray. Now let all God's children sing.
Oh,
Amen. Surely our God is wonderful. Has anybody in here forgotten how wonderful he is? Well, if you haven't forgotten, shall I say, how wonderful he is, let me see you give God some praise. Let me say that one more time, because perhaps you didn't hear me. I said, if you have not forgotten how wonderful God is, let me see you give our God some praise. For surely he is worthy to be praised. If you be honest, when you look back over your life, there are some things that you should not have that you have today. And because of that, you ought to be willing to give him some praise. And then there, for those of us who are true believers and who believe and understand that he is the source of everything, you ought to be able to give him some praise. Because without him, you wouldn't have what you have today. Somebody ought to give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you like an old preacher once said, if you want to get to eat quick, you might want to help me fly. The longer you sit and say nothing, the longer I will talk. Amen. Let's see, I got 15. I can take an extra 15 if they don't talk, because we don't have to be there until about 1:30. So if you don't help me fly, I will be long. But if you help me fly, I'll be short. Amen? Amen. But to be honest with you, I don't care what you say. Amen. I'm here to honor God. Amen. 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 If you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to Romans 15, verse 13. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Amen. I hear pages. That's unusual. Amen. Glad to hear. Amen. Everything can't be on the phone. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 reads, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Amen. From that text, I would like to pull the subject, he is our joy and peace. Let me say that one more time. He is our joy and peace. And my proposition to you today is this. You can't find joy and peace without God having first priority in your life. Amen. I'm going to read that one more time. You cannot find joy and peace without God having first priority in your life. Church, we live in a time where the importance of God, the importance of faith, the importance of church in the lives of people are starting to fall away. That's right. According to the Pews and Gallup researchers, it's a significant fall. Yes. People are no longer prioritizing God. They're no longer considering God when they make life decisions. Come on. This is going to be a hard one. Yes, sir. Come on. And because of this, we are starting to do what they call de-churching. And we no longer affiliate with Christian organizations. We
We don't go to church every Sunday. As a matter of fact, when you look out in the pews on a weekly number, some people only come one Sunday out of a month. We're starting to fall away from God being important in our lives. And in me doing research, I came across something that bothered me, Sam, to my core. And I know it probably will bother you when I make this statement because you and I are a lot alike. Researchers found that since 2000, the year 2000, over 30 million Christians have walked away from the church. Jesus. Not only have they walked away from the church, but they no longer have faith. And many of them no longer even believe that God exists. We're not considering God in our lives anymore. And they went on to say, here's a good thing, that 1,000 churches are created on average every year. But here's the bad part. 4,000 churches a year close their doors. That lets me know that people are no longer prioritizing God. We are too busy fitting God in our lives versus allowing our lives to fit God's standard. Y'all don't hear me. There's a falling away. And they say the driving factors for this is people no longer trust the church. They've been hurt by the church. And because of this, some people seek out their own spirituality. They govern their own religion. They make their own religion up. And they operate according to what they believe their religion ought to be versus what God say the religion should have. And then there's those of us who are so career-oriented. We're so driven by ambition. That we're too busy. Jesus. For God. I got too much going on to give God my time. I got too many meetings to make God a priority. I got too much to do to go to church. I got too much to do to work in the church. We don't prioritize God anymore. And parents are the ones who at fault. Because I remember my mother would tell me, if you're going to do this, you know you got to make time. Y'all don't hear me. Do all what you want to do on Saturday, son, but first thing Sunday morning. And if a choir rehearsal was on Wednesday, guess where I was? In choir rehearsal, and I played basketball, baseball, and football. God is no longer important to us. He don't take priority anymore. He's a secondary thing now. Hey, you're saying, Reverend, that's not true. Yes, it is. Be honest. You don't have to raise your hand. Be honest. One of the things the church will tell you, always talk about doing a self-evaluation. Do a self-evaluation to see where he is in your life. Where do you hold him in your life? Are you too busy to give him your time? And then when you have time to give to him, you're too tired to give him. Get on your knees to pray and you go to sleep. You wake up, wipe your eyes, just crawl on in the bed. He is no longer a priority. And the church is guilty of the same. And this is why the happiness in this country and around the world has declined. Declined so much that
there's an increase, and somebody here who of one of these ministries probably know what I'm about to say. There's an increase of suicide amongst black men and Hispanic men that have raised 85%.
That's right.
It has increased 85% in 3 years. Because we are looking for joy and peace in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that song,
yes.
Looking for Love in all the wrong places? Yeah. We are looking for our joy and peace in all of the wrong places.
That's right.
That's why we're struggling when we ought to have peace and joy. We ought to have true peace and joy. If you are a Christian, you ought to have true peace. And joy. What is true peace and joy? Where does it come from? Is it just a fleeting feeling of happiness expressed out of emotions that come from our heart? Let me share something with you, my brothers and sisters.
Right.
Joy and peace is much more than that.
Amen.
It's much more than a feeling. It's much more than an emotion, and according to the Bible, they are divine gifts given by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So if you are too busy for the one who gives the gift, Lord have mercy. If he does not fit in your schedule, then how are you going to get true joy and true peace? That's why many of us are struggling when we ought not to be struggling. And I'm not talking about not going through storms. I'm talking about how you deal with your storms. Because as a Christian, storms are going to come. But your job is to go through your storms with a quality character. How do you get a quality character when you don't give yourself to the one who can give you the joy, peace, and love that you need? Talking to somebody today, somebody don't want to hear me because it's a little too real for you. But your joy and your peace are divine gifts given by God. They're not just a feeling. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says it like this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And then it goes on to say, and against such there is no law. In other words, there's nothing on this world that can govern joy and peace that's given to you by God. Which means the joy and peace that's given to you by God is supernatural. And whatever it is that's of this world cannot affect your joy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And your peace. When you are a child of God, when you're going through, when you got the joy that God intends for you to have, when you got the peace that God intends for you to have, you don't look like what you're going through. We ain't got time for him. We can't make him a priority. If you want to be able to get beyond the hurt that somebody caused you, you better make God first in your life. I was talking to a friend and he was so concerned about stuff in reference to the church. I said, let me tell you something. And I'm going to end this conversation with you. No one should be able to affect your salvation where you miss heaven because you're too concerned about folks. When you got joy and peace from God, you have inner joy. Inner peace. When you have inner joy and inner peace, it surpasses no matter what you are dealing with. Because you have tranquility with self.
Amen.
I've learned in life, you know, a lot of folks want love, but they don't know how to give it.
Amen.
If you don't have love in you,
say it.
Go ahead.
If you don't have love in you,
yes, sir,
you can't give it.
Right.
And the only way you're going to get love in you, you got to submit yourself to God.
Yeah. Amen.
And as I told you once before, not part of yourself, all of yourself. Because you know how we like to do, especially those of us who are control freaks, you know, we like to give you some so we can hold on to the rest. If you want joy that'll take you through any situation, if you want peace that'll cover you in any circumstance, you must first submit yourself to God so you can have a relationship that's strong. The objective word there is strong. Some of us are just okay with just having a relationship. I like to call those associates. You know, I tried to share with my nephews when I was coming along. I said, you're going to find out in life you have a whole lot of associates and a few friends. If you are real with yourself and you're taking a true look at who's around you, you'll find out there are a lot of associates. They're there because of what you can do for them. What they can get out of the situation. And you have them few that love you no matter what. Too many of us have made God an associate. That's why you don't have peace. Because he's not your real friend. He's your associate. Because you don't give him access to all of you. If you give him access to all of you, then he'll be your friend. And he tell me that he's a friend that sticks closer. Y'all don't hear me. But if you want peace, if you want joy, you got to take him on. Because he is our peace and our joy. Pull him out of the associate category. I ain't gonna even go there. I was just about to jump on a soapbox, but I'm gonna stay away from it. Because I want y'all to love Christ. I don't mind you being mad with me, but I want you to love him. Because one thing you gotta understand, he does not deal in dishonesty. When you don't accept him as his friend, as your friend, you're being dishonest. However, because you come to church and you say you love him. Lord have mercy. You work on the deacon board, the usher board, you say you love him. But God don't care anything about obligated work.
Oh, Lord.
You can't obligate God to be good to you just because of the work that you do. Because you ought to be doing that work because he loves you. Somebody better hear me in here today. If you want true joy and peace, you want true joy and peace? See, I learned a long time ago to give him all of me. I was a young man, I was toiling. Like, it's too early. I still got some streets to run down, some corners to turn. But I learned because I went through my trials and my tribulations, and I realized in order for me to have peace while I was going through, I had to submit myself
to him. So my brothers and sisters, your joy and peace is not an emotion. It's not just a feeling. It's actually a calling for those who are believers.
Amen.
Did you know that you are called to walk in peace? If you are a believer and you attended church and you've given your life to Christ, you've been baptized, sprinkled, dotted on the head, forehead, whatever. If you are a believer, he calls you to walk into peace and into joy, which means you don't have a choice. If you truly are a believer. Because the Bible says that people are watching you to see if you are who you say you are. That's what John 17 is all about. The prayer of Jesus is all about us being able to show that we are true Christians as we walk through this world. When things happen to us, we ought not be like the rest. Say, you're a peculiar people. I set you aside. I anointed you. Reverend, what are you talking about? Colossians 3:15. Now, I like to give proof because folks question, you know, and in this day and time, we got all kinds of theologians. Just like we had couch quarterbacks, dog. We got couch theologians. Colossians 3:15 says this, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. In your heart, joy and peace should rule. Not sometimes, all the time. Because you've been called into the body. So if you are called into the body, you are a believer. And if you are a believer, joy should always be in your heart. That's why I have a rough time with Christians who have pity parties all the time. I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be unempathetic. Okay? But I want to be real with you. If you're always having a pity party and you're a Christian, you better watch where you have Jesus. Because he may just be your associate and not your friend. Because if you got him, even when you're going through your trials and tribulations, no matter how bad they are, when you want to have a pity party, guess what the Holy Ghost will do? It won't allow it. Know how I know? Because I've been there.
Amen.
I've been homeless. I've been broke. I've been sick. I've been without. And every time I thought I was going to have a pity party, the Holy Ghost said, hold your head up and you better walk with power. Because Jesus is my priority. For those of you who want to question it, well, Reverend, you got First Lady. I thought she was your first priority. Ask the First Lady what we talk about. Before we got together, we both told each other, you would not be my first priority. God would be my first priority.
Amen.
And if you got a problem with that, then we can't be together. For those young ladies who are still looking for a man, if he want to be first, you don't need him. God got somebody else for you. Young men, they're still looking for a woman. If she got to be first, you don't need him. God got somebody else. Because I guarantee you, if you get in a relationship with them, you won't have peace nor joy. Because they're going to try to govern everything that you do. And the Bible says here that God ought to be your governor, because he's the one that gives you hope. He's the one that gives you joy. He's the one that gives you peace.
My brothers and my sisters, I want you to understand that your joy and peace come from God. And no matter what your circumstances may be,
amen,
you ought to be like Paul. Paul says, no matter where I found myself,
that's right.
I found myself content.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I was on a mountaintop,
yeah,
I'm content.
Yeah.
If I'm down in the valley,
yeah,
I'm content.
Yeah.
Because my joy,
yeah,
and my peace,
yeah,
is not found in my circumstances. But my joy and my peace is found in my relationship with God. Somebody better give God some praise in here. And because of that, Paul was able to write Romans 8:35 through 39. He said, who shall separate from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We have counted as sheep for the slaughter. But then Paul says this, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that love us. And because of this, he said, I am persuaded that neither death nor anything or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody better give God some praise in here today. Because your peace, your joy is found in him. Glory be to God. The doors of my Father's house are now open. If there'll be one, the time is now. The Bible says, find God while he is near. For surely there shall come a time where God cannot be found. He is your Prince of Peace.
Abundantly, oh come, come on to Christ. We offer Christ to you, oh my brother. He will give you brand new life, life abundantly.
Oh,
Amen. God is so good. As we say around here we grow again. That has been a common theme here this year. Amen. God has showed us what he would do if we just keep our hand in his. Amen. 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 Let us bow. Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master. Thank you for this day. Thank you for what you've shown us. Thank you for what you've said unto us. And we pray we don't take it lightly, but we seriously think about where we have you in our lives, because our joy and our peace is counting on it. For we know that we can only receive true joy and peace from you. So, Master, as we prepare to leave, allow us to leave with a mindset to search ourselves to make sure that we have you in front. Because if you are in front, no matter what we face in this world, we can go through it. No matter what comes up against us, we can conquer it. No matter how things look, we can walk through it. We ask now, as we leave, walk with us, be with us, cover us, keep us, until we can return back into this church where you have chosen to place your name. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we do now pray. Now let all God's children sing. Before the acolyte comes, stay right where you are. Let me bless the food. I knew I was going to forget. Father God, we ask now that as we journey over to our dinner, our luncheon, we pray, Master, that you go ahead of us and cover our food. Keep it from any harm. And allow it to give nourishment unto our bodies so that we can continue to stand on the battlefield in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name. We do now pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.